We talked to Mr. T, Joe Torre, earlier, and now we are honored to be joined by his wife, Allie Torre, who, of course, is a co-founder here at Safe at Home. Allie, last year we had you and Joe together. This is great. We get him and that baseball talk out of the way, and now you can tell us about what's really important, the Safe at Home Foundation. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having us, Sal.
So 22 years, right? You guys have been doing this. Where are we at now in year 22?
Where are we at?
Yeah, like how do we feel about it? I asked Joe about this before. How do you feel about where we're expanding in year 22 now of the Safe at Home Foundation?
Well, in 22 years, we've gone from helping a few thousand students to now close to 50,000 students per year. So I think it's quite an accomplishment, and I really want to, you know, give the credit to our team, our counselors that are in the schools that are doing the work day to day.
And how much work is it on you? I know there's a charitable thing and you guys love doing it. How much are you doing on a day-to-day basis with the Safe at Home Foundation?
Well, you know, it's our Joe Torre Safe at Home, so we feel very obligated to be continued to be involved and do a lot of day-to-day. We built a team of support behind us, which is great, but I'm very active in working with the board, and there's one big job that you have when you run a not-for-profit, and that's to raise funds. So we're very involved in that end of it.
And how have you guys been doing in that regard? Very well, I'm assuming. And Joe said this is something, because I asked him about, is this something you're going to do the rest of your life? But you want this to go beyond even that.
Yes, we'd like to launch an endowment campaign within the next few years to make sure that this work continues once Joe and I step aside. So it's a lot of work. It's a process. But we have a great team, a great set of board, you know, people that are working with us on the board. We're always out there looking to work with family foundations and we do public-private partnerships with a state government funding, local government funding, that as well.
So more than 20 years ago, Joe and Allie founded Safe at Home to end the cycle of violence and abuse through education. They sought out to create a world where every young person feels safe, supported, and empowered. The values of positive role modeling, leadership, teamwork, and respect that Joe modeled throughout his baseball career mirror its mission. Safe at Home's groundbreaking Margaret's Place program, named in honor of Joe's beloved mother, creates safe spaces in schools to provide intervention and prevention services to students who are impacted by violence and abuse. Did you, Allie, did you learn about a lot of these issues that people have through Joe and his experiences in his childhood?
Well, when Joe started talking about his situation, I was aware. I volunteered as on a rape crisis hotline and domestic violence hotline when I was in college. So back then, way back then, it was very much a feminist movement. And when Joe came forward and we talked about doing some type of charity and he mentioned domestic violence, I realized then what a great impact that he could have as a male coming out and talking about it. And that's really why we started focusing on children, because back then there were not a lot of services for children. And there are definitely still services that are necessary, the shelters, that type of thing, in crisis situations. But we found that going into the schools, we've had a great impact in mitigating and ending the cycle with their help. So we believe that the students can help us through this. And the data that we've collected since then have really demonstrated that for us. So we're very excited about our Margaret's Place program and that initiative. And we'd love to see it in all schools. So we're limited only by our resources. And, you know, the other option is maybe to franchise with other schools and countries. Actually, we are in Tahiti, which is a franchise kind of model. They run the model, and we've introduced that to them and educated them on how to go about doing it, and they're having great success there as well.
And all event proceeds will benefit Safe at Home Margaret's Place initiative to continue its safe, trauma-informed spaces where children can heal, learn, and grow after receiving services at Margaret's Place. 94% of students say they feel safer. 88% of students say it's easier to talk to someone instead of keeping things to themselves, which is a huge, these poor kids, you'd hope that they could feel safe. It's such a great initiative. 91% of students say that they feel more confident and have better self-esteem, and then 95% of students say that they are more hopeful about their future. You guys have done great work with this, and obviously you're seeing the results pay dividends here.
Absolutely. And then our latest initiative, we've actually been in minor league baseball doing awareness campaigns, Safe at Hope Nights, and we now will have 8 major league clubs that are offering a Safe at Home Night at the ballpark. So we're able to take our digital resources and expand that out there into the general population, because we do know that anybody can be affected by domestic violence and abuse. So we're very excited about being able to take our data and our information and share it.
And speaking of the ballpark, your husband was back in uniform at the All-Star game in Atlanta. Were you there in Atlanta? Did you go to that?
I was.
What was it like seeing Joe walk out there again, making in uniform and then making a bullpen change?
Well, very, very nostalgic, a little emotional.
Yeah. Well, see, getting all the feels of him back in that Yankee uniform again.
So many great memories. We were reminiscing. It was in Atlanta that Joe and I first started dating. So that was 43 years ago. And so that was our first city, and he managed the Braves at the time. So we had a lot of reminiscing going on. It was really great.
And you're from where? You grew up where?
Originally Cincinnati.
Oh, okay. So you were a Reds fan growing up, I'm assuming.
Yes.
That was the one team he never had any, didn't play for, right, or didn't manage. It seemed like it was everywhere else with Atlanta, the Mets, St. Louis, and obviously the Yankees.
Well, he hit his first home run in Cincinnati.
Oh, okay.
At Crosley Field. That's what he told me anyway.
Yeah. That might have just been a pickup line. Allie, always a pleasure. We appreciate you guys having us out here. WFAN is honored to be a part of this great cause, the Joe Torre Safe at Home Foundation. Anything else that you want to get on the air here? JoeTorre.org, where we get all the information?
JoeTorre.org. You'll be able to find resources. And please feel free to reach out. And we're always looking for partners in our initiative as we move forward, board members, any type of resources that folks might be available that would want to partner with us. And the expansion would be really wonderful. And thank you for always being here for us.
Thank you so much, Allie. Anytime you invite us, like I told Joe, we're going to be out here. Awesome. We appreciate it.